Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Howard Fishman likes to roam. He's a sort of old-school troubadour, and with the Howard Fishman Quartet, released a trio of CDs inspired by his wanderings through his native Brooklyn, New Orleans, and Eastern Europe.
Over the mountains with farmers of pride, the land it is silent, together we ride through Romania. After 3 days and nights in a city so drear, but out in the country it feels better here in Romania.
That's In Romania from No Further Instructions, a song cycle about the trip through the Balkans he took with an old friend. Howard will be at the Portsmouth Music Hall tomorrow night, that's Friday, and the Stone Arts Church in Bellows Falls, Vermont on Saturday, playing music inspired by that journey, along with some New Orleans funk and plenty of street-level stories from the musician Edge New York called an unsettling combination of Buster Keaton and Lou Reed. High praise indeed. Howard's with us from the Radio Foundation in New York City. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ms. V.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Unlike many of the people who go to see the great cities of Europe, you did a lot of touring of the rural parts of the region. Why is that?
Well, I like things that are a little out of the ordinary, and I don't like to do the obvious. And this friend of mine that was going over there to work on a book invited me to come along, and he's always going to obscure places. And I took the opportunity to go along, and it was an amazing trip.
There is something so deeply romantic in listening to this music and the place. Or is that just the accordion, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely had a feeling while I was there of sort of an old world romance, a feeling. And I'm glad that comes through in the music. I feel that way about most of my music. I would say a lot of it is kind of romantic in a way, not always involving a love interest, but a romance with a place or a trip or a person or people that I've met. Yeah, I kind of feel that way.
Although you also note that there are probably towns like this in rural Pennsylvania. It's it's just something about, I guess, you know, with that beginner's mind, that traveler's mind, everything seems possible.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I love so much about traveling and why I feel like it's such an important thing for us to do, to sort of let go of the minutiae of everyday life and get into a world that's totally different, where we don't know what's going to happen in the next minute.
Well, let's listen into a song about one of the characters you met, or not. Well, I guess we'll discuss that. This is Farmer's Song.
Where are you from? New York? Well, well, well. You living there? You living there? Why you living there? You have no life. You live in cages, no nature there, no nature there, no nature there. All of your life, there is this game, just get ahead, just make a name. But while you do, your life goes by.
That's the Farmer Song from the Howard Fishman Quartet album, No Further Instructions. It's a collection of songs about a trip to Eastern Europe. Howard Fishman is with us. Howard, was that a person that you really met or just some kind of composite?
It was a person that I really met, but he didn't speak English, so the dialogue is imagined.
Mm-hmm. And you imagine him saying to you, you're from New York, you know, what have you got here? So I'm guessing it's your projection of place.
It's my projection, yeah, my projection. Because, you know, when I was over there, it's very much rural Romania feels like being in a third world country, and the 20th century sort of feels like it never happened. And yet they seemed, the people that we met were so warm and so open and so very present and seemingly, you know, if not always happy with their circumstances, at least accepting of them. And it made me really think about what we sometimes take for granted here in America in Western civilization, where we have so many things that make our lives quicker and faster and shinier, and yet we lose some of these simple things, things like being present and looking one another in the eye and telling the truth and showing humility and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And these things were really brought to the forefront of my mind when I was over there and when I was writing these songs.
Well, I got a lot of wistfulness in these songs, too, in these observations. I mean, maybe it's my own projection, but when you're in those kind of rural places, you look around and you think, okay, maybe I could be an organic garlic farmer in a place like this. Did you ever think
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think about that all the time. Living in New York City, it does seem to be, it is a very unnatural place to live, and I love it here. I've lived here for a long time now. But I do, you know, I think everybody that lives here fantasizes about what the other extreme might be like. Mm-hmm.
Well, I note your change of voice and character throughout this compilation. And this is just one of a trio, by the way, I mentioned earlier of let's say, travelogues of your journeys.
Yeah.
And how does that work for you? What do you hear the voice of another character? Or you just sort of, what's that process like?
You know, I think some of it may have to do with the fact that I grew up in theater, and that's really what I studied, and I never intended to become a professional musician. So I think some of that comes from playing roles, you know, when I was younger, and how much fun that is, and how much fun it is to get inside the head and the heart of another person, and try to inhabit that, and I try to do that in my songs.
Well, along with the pastoral idols and reflections comes the darker side of Eastern European history. Here's a bit from the song "Bayamare."
It never rains here, but it's always gray here. And something smells, but no one knows just what it is. It's in the air, though. Can't you feel it? Like all your sins come round to torment you again. It's like a bad dream you can't remember. All there is just a feeling that is real. And some vaguely familiar faces who would rob and rape and lie and steal and kill.
That's a clip from "Bayamare" from the Howard Fishman Quartet's collection of songs made about a trip to Eastern Europe. What is this place, Bayamare?
This place, Bayamare, is a city in Romania, and it's this place that we sort of got waylaid in for a few days in between our travels into some of the more rural areas. And, you know, the song is kind of just about that sort of post-industrial, post-Soviet, crumbling kind of Eastern European city that you get to experience if you're in that part of the world, and kind of the awfulness that can be present in those places.
You write, "Bayamare, where no one's had a careless laugh in recent memory." I think this was also the site, if I've got this right, of a huge cyanide spill many years ago. So that's maybe why it smells.
It would not surprise me.
Well, you alluded to this earlier, that you like the history of places and people. I remember you produced a song cycle about the Donner Party, and they're now working on a theater piece about the singer Connie Converse, who was born right here in Laconia, New Hampshire. What is it about these old lives and places and stories that captivate you so much?
I can't really say what it is. I tend to be obsessive, and when I get obsessed about something, I sort of don't let go, and I really dig deep into it. So for the Donner Party, I did write an oratorio about sort of based upon that project called "We Are Destroyed," which has been performed a number of times. And Connie Converse, who comes from New Hampshire, is my kind of latest obsession, and I've been performing a show about her here in New York that we will eventually, I'm sure, take out on the road called "A Star Has Burnt My Eye."
Oh boy! Should we mention or remind people of who the Donner Party was? If you have an elevator pitch of what that is.
Well, the Donner Party, what most people think of when they think of the Donner Party is kind of the one line, you know, in the American history book that they got stuck in the Sierra Nevadas in the 1840s as they were crossing the country, and they had to resort to cannibalism, and that's kind of like the punchline of the Donner Party. My piece is kind of all the stuff that leads up to that moment, which may or may not have happened, and it's kind of an examination of American, the dichotomy between idealism and utopianism and hubris when, you know, we kind of think that we can do whatever we want and damn the consequences.
It's another, let's say, post-disaster story, although a whole lot more joyful is your trip to New Orleans. This is a place where you got your start. You and I were back and forth a little bit today. Both of us got our musical start there in some ways. Now, this is the source for Better Get Right, one of the trio of albums of your travels. Let's hear just a little bit from that album. This is from Judgment Day.
Have you any doubt it's time to lose it? Have you any doubt it's time to lose it? Have you any doubt it's time to lose it? You're gonna need faith if you wanna survive. You better get right, better stop your lying. Better get right, better stop your lying. Better get right, stop your lying. The only one you're fooling is yourself.
So there you are playing that role, it sounds like, of like a hellfire country preacher in some way.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you think, Howard, that you are more Buster Keaton or Lou Reed?
I don't know, but I kind of like that you pulled that quote. It's kind of an obscure quote in my, you know, things that people have said about me. And I always kind of liked it, the combination of Buster Keaton and Lou Reed. I couldn't answer for you which I'm more like, but I like both of those guys, sure.
I don't know if I see you as a country preacher.
Well, I don't know if I see myself as a lot of the things, a lot of the people that I inhabit when I sing these songs, but it's fun to play those roles.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I would imagine you get to try a lot on, don't you?
Yeah. And people sometimes ask, you know, what is a Jewish kid that was born in Connecticut, you know, doing in New Orleans singing fire and brimstone songs about salvation? But I, you know, it's fun to do that stuff.
As we both know, there are many ways to land in New Orleans, and we're glad you did. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Howard Fishman is part of the Howard Fishman Quartet, and that they're playing the Portsmouth Music Hall tomorrow night and the Stone Arts Church in Bellows Falls, Vermont on Saturday. For more on the shows and the music, you can visit wordofmouthradio.org. And we're going to go out with a sort of New Orleans classic with a lot of stomp and kick from the Howard Fishman Quartet. This is La Danse de Mardi Gras. Coming up, Beyond the Bumper Sticker, a group of women spread out on a mission to practice random acts of kindness when word of mouth continues.